You can nitpick this kind of thing, but it hasn't done my career that much good to do that. Okay, inky and blotchy. Okay, the octopuses are pie. All right? Inky's the one that escaped. Okay? With me so far?
Yes.
Good. Inky, the octopus, sees a crack in the aquarium lid. Bingo, he's in the Tasman Sea off New Zealand. Trying to remember how to do the whole wild octopus thing after years in captivity. While Blotchy waits for the mini shrimp they serve at 11 o'clock. All I'm saying is, which are you going to be, an Inky or a Blotchy? See what I mean? Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome back playwright and New Yorker columnist Paul Rudnick, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who wishes he would have thought to put sperm whale vomit in perfume, Michael Feldman.
Sperm whale vomit. I wouldn't have thought of it. Let's take a little poll here quick. I'll ask for a round of applause to answer these questions. How many of you are an Inky? Yeah, you'd go for it, okay? How many of you are more of a Blotchy? We have a lot of undecided octopi here. Interesting. Okay. Well, anyway, it goes to show you how smart octopuses are and how dumb some aquarium workers are. Leaving that crack in there. In other news, besides octopuses or pie, the Pope takes three migrant families with him from the Isle of Lesbos, migrant families, one to do the laundry, one for gardening, and one for show. Crowd pleaser. Put on the crowd pleaser light. And one for show. I don't know if you heard that one. Okay. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders shows up at the Vatican just at this time when the Pope is out getting help because it's so hard to get good help these days, all the way to the Isle of Lesbos. And so he doesn't get to see him. But, you know, Bernie's got to understand there's very little a Pope can do for a Jewish fella. Unless, and it's a big unless, he decides to, you know, a little catechism wouldn't kill him. And then the other news about Bernie is they say that Bernie only gave 4% to charity last year, but hey, Jews do not tithe. Once and for all, I'm telling you that. Excuse me. All right, legacy time as President Obama throws himself into the fight for a set-top cable box choice. Okay, a tree grows in Brooklyn during the Hillary-Bernie debate. Ted Cruz won't say when personhood begins because it hasn't yet for him. Thank you. On behalf of the entire Cruz campaign. Huge lines, you know, TSA airport check-ins.
Yeah.
They're huge now because now, before they can pat you down, they have to take you out for a glass of wine. I personally signing off on that one. I like that. Microsoft sues U.S. for trying to make paperclip guy talk. They washboarded a paperclip. What kind of a thing is that? Johnny Football Manziel, much improved after rehab. Only $20,000 damage to his rental unit this time. But now he has the skills to rehab it. Johnny Football. By the way, Johnny Football, that comes from the fact that he's thrown around the NFL like a football. Okay, anyway. That's out of there. You won't hear that again. The Czech Republic would now like to be known as Czech Please. And there's no way they're getting back with the Oslovakians. That's not going to happen. I see Leslie Van Houten Manson, well, the Manson family. She was on Match.com. Just caught her. So apparently she got the parole. So that's, well, good for her. Our profiles are like congruent. They're so similar. I was, you know, she's changed and so have I. So we'll see what happens. You know, when I think of all the rugby-sized balls of sperm whale vomit I've tossed out, I had no idea that's what ambergris is, you know? Or that's worth $100,000 if you get a rugby size. That's a pretty good chunk, I suppose. But not for a whale. I wouldn't think they would have that much pretty commonly, I would think. Ambergris, you know, if you didn't hear the story, it was discovered by a New Zealand couple attracted to stinky things on the beach. I'm told it will be used in a rugby-sized bottle of perfume for rugby players. Who can use it, really? All right. Although, to me, rugby-sized ball of sperm whale vomit sounds like a caption in a New Zealand high school yearbook. Under somebody's picture. That's enough for that, I think. We've probably killed him. Alaska Airlines buys Virgin, although Alaska Virgin sounds pretty unlikely. You know, if they're there, it's not probably because they're virgins. You know, something else has driven them to Alaska. Before discovering his kids had not registered to vote in New York, Donald Trump was pretty confident of getting 2 out of 3 of their votes. That won't happen now. A new Tennessee law requires Bibles in transgender bathrooms. They always put a Tennessee spin on things. You gotta admire that. Meanwhile, scores of Tar Heels continue to stream into South Carolina with some urgency. All right, let me footnote this for you. They're from North Carolina, and if they want to use a transgender bathroom. Oh! They have to go to South Carolina. You know, with the odds of finding an enlightened bathroom at a truck stop, are slim. Okay. Latest statement from Paul Ryan seems unequivocal. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, merci beaucoup. Unequivocal, but not musical. I didn't say it was musical. But, you know, it's the story of my life, too. They have to beg me to work. Me and Paul Ryan. And finally, a thought for the day. I'm going to start closing with thoughts for the day, because then maybe it'll keep me on the Christian network. And a thought, you know, like Bishop Sheen used to do this kind of thing. I have to walk on my robes. And a thought for the day. The thing about the world is we probably would like each other if we met. Huh? Still, what if we didn't? It could be another world war. It'd be a terrible thing. And, you know, I try to be philosophical, but I can't. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. I will go now in my robes. Bishop Sheen.